Current State on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. Welcome back. In the 1990s, many states, including Michigan, implemented tougher standards for prosecuting and sentencing juvenile offenders. Those tough-on-crime policies meant more minors got passed on to the adult justice system. Prison reform advocates say that's done more harm than good when it comes to public safety. Now, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is trying to change the way the state treats offenders under the age of 18. New bills being introduced in the state legislature would overhaul Michigan's current policies. To learn more about what these bills might mean for Michigan's juvenile offenders, we welcome State Senator Rick Jones, one of the sponsors of the bill package. Senator Jones, welcome back.
Good morning.
And Kristen Staley joins us as well. Kristen's Associate Director of Youth Justice Policy for the Michigan Council on Crime and Delinquency. Welcome, Kristen.
Thanks for having me.
Some of the impetus behind this legislation came out of a report that the Michigan Council on Crime and Delinquency authored last year about the state's policies for juvenile offenders. We've looked into this in several segments on this program, but briefly remind our listeners what the main takeaways were from that report.
Absolutely. We took upon the research to really understand what are the pathways of young people entering our criminal justice system, and we found, first and foremost, in the past 10 years, over 20,000 people under the age of 18 have been pushed further into our criminal justice system, whether they've been held in jails and prisons, they've been on adult probation. But the biggest fact that comes out of that, it's that 95% of those 20,000 young people are there automatically because they're age 17. This package of bills is incredibly comprehensive, but the majority of the lead sponsors on this bill are there because we're trying to bring Michigan back to where many of the other states are already existing and federal laws already exist, that we're going to allow 17-year-olds to be treated as young people. We're going to keep them out of the adult justice system. And it's Michigan's turn, frankly, to come up to best practices and up to speed with the other states.
Senator Rick Jones, what are some of the problems you see with how Michigan currently deals with juvenile offenders?
Well, I have a great deal of experience dealing with offenders, 31 years in police work, and for four of those years I was jail administrator. Certainly, there's a big problem with jail overcrowding. Whenever a 17-year-old is brought in, the administrator does everything they can to separate them from the hardcore bad people. But you can't always do that with overcrowding. So that's one problem. The other problem I see with giving a 17-year-old an adult record is that they sometimes can't get a job later in life. And when they can't get a job, they're more likely to stay in the world of crime. So that's something that I've been very concerned with over the years. In fact, I have another bill that I put in on minor in possession to make sure that they get one chance. The first time would be a civil infraction, not a criminal infraction, because do we really want a kid not being able to get a job for possessing one beer?
Michigan spends around 20% of its general fund budget on corrections, Senator Jones. How has the question of spending and costs played into the reforms that are being proposed in these bills?
Well, I do believe that 17-year-olds would still go to prison if they committed a heinous crime. Certainly, prosecutors would take 16 and 17-year-olds and put them in the adult system if they commit murder or probably an armed robbery, something quite dangerous. But for the lesser offenses, they would be treated as a juvenile, so there probably would be some savings in that area. But I don't know that savings is really generated in this package of bills. It's more looking at, can we make this a better Michigan and make sure that young people can get jobs?
Kristen, you want to follow up on that?
Absolutely. And frankly, the senator is absolutely correct that the essence of these bills is really giving young people a chance. We found in our research that 60% of these young people are committing nonviolent offenses, and that when you house kids in with adult offenders, that when they do come out, because they do, they're only inside in prison or in jail for an average of 4 years, they're 34% more likely to reoffend sooner, and to do so much more violently than their counterparts in the juvenile justice system.
How many inmates are we talking about in the Michigan system that are there for violent versus nonviolent offenses? How does that break down?
So we're not talking about a large amount of people who are actually incarcerated in an actual prison setting. Many of these young people have experienced jail because jail is, as the senator said, it's a short term, and it does lead to a lot of overcrowding. But in the prison setting, we're talking around 60 to 70 young people under the age of 18. But frankly, across the entire state, we've seen a range of numbers. While it's hard to kind of quantify, most recently around 663 young people. Most of them are on probation or on some sort of jail setting. Like I said, many of these people are committing nonviolent offenses and can be treated in the juvenile system, which is much more robust, is age appropriate, and is dedicated to providing a broader set of options that are age appropriate for these young kids. Mm.
Kristen Staley is Associate Director of Youth Justice Policy at the Michigan Council on Crime and Delinquency. Senator Rick Jones also joins us today. He represents Michigan's 24th District. We're talking about a package of bills proposing reforms to the way Michigan deals with juveniles in the adult justice system. Senator Jones, another proposal would prohibit placing anyone under 18 in adult prisons. Help us understand, isn't this already the practice in Michigan?
Well, not necessarily. Certainly at age 17, we have many people that go to jail. For example, shoplifting, minor in possession, possession of a joint of marijuana, things like that get young people thrown into jail. There's actually a couple of judges I'm aware of that give young people 7 days in jail for minor in possession, and that could be simply having one beer in some college campuses. You may not even possess the beer. They give you a breathalyzer while you're walking around, not driving, walking around, and charge you with MIP.
But, Kristen, isn't it true that, there's a difference between a jail and a prison here. Anyone under 18, Michigan did change paths on this a few years ago with regard to the prisons, and there's a sight and sound provision that's in play now.
Yes, absolutely. There's a federal law that's in place called the Prison Rape Elimination Act. It requires every state and every locality to separate young people who are 18, either above or below. But it does not mean that they are not still housed in these adult facilities. That's what this bill does. It takes it one step further. It prohibits the placement and the use of adult prisons or jails until they turn aged 18. Now, this practice is already in place in many different counties. Depending upon the judge and the sentencing, young people who are tried as adults can receive what's called a blended sentence, where they receive a juvenile facility or juvenile treatment up until age 18. We want to strengthen that and really allow judges that option for all youth if they are to be tried as adults.
17-year-olds aren't the only minors who can be tried as adults in Michigan, as I understand it. For certain offenses, prosecutors don't even need a judge's approval to try someone under 17 as an adult. Will these packages, Kristen, change anything about that process?
Well, you're correct. There are numerous ways that a young person can be tried as an adult. Now, this package of bills, we're beginning really with focusing on the 17-year-olds. There are a few bills that kind of tweak some changes to the laws that occurred in the 1990s that where judges' hands were tied, kind of limiting their discretion, and a lot of mandates in terms of, you know, what if a crime occurs, that crime must receive an adult sentence regardless of the person's age. There's a few package of bills here that kind of reduces those those types of offenses that we're seeing really, frankly, are not necessarily warranting as much of an adult sentence, things like a certain level drug charges or running away from a juvenile facility. And also there's a package of bills that will broaden the discretion of a judge to look at a large range of mitigating factors that allow really just showing that these are kids, and there are kids that should be judged on an individual basis, not a one-size-fits-all.
What would you consider? Define mitigating factor for us.
Sure. Culpability, age, mental health status, if there were other co-defendants in the case. These are the types of things that a judge can look at. But currently on the books, if a young person is to be waived, and it's through what's called a traditional waiver hearing, where a judge makes the determination that this person, that the offense has been committed that's so heinous that needs to be charged as an adult, which certainly happens. That judge can look at all of these broad factors, but right now the law states that they can only look at the offense and if any other past delinquency. We want to broaden that discretion.
Rick Jones, as a former sheriff and police officer, how are you responding to concerns that these kinds of reforms would compromise public safety?
Well, I want to make sure everybody understands that I will continue to support that young people get put away for heinous crimes. But for the things that they're being put in jail for now, such as shoplifting and minor in possession and possession of one joint of marijuana, things like that, I think we have to reevaluate our system. Are we wasting taxpayer money? Could we be better spent somewhere else? And can we make sure these young people are employable when they're done with their punishment?
Now, there is bipartisan support for prison reform in Michigan. But past efforts to make changes have been met with significant opposition several times from Attorney General Bill Schuette. What are the chances of success for these proposed reforms, Senator Jones?
I think that most of the concepts would be acceptable to the Attorney General. There may be one, something there that he's not on board with, but I haven't had that private conversation.
We've been talking about new bills in the state legislature that propose overhauling the way Michigan prosecutes and sentences juvenile offenders. Our guests today have been Republican State Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge and Kristen Staley, Associate Director for Youth Justice Policy at the Michigan Council on Crime and Delinquency. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Have a great day.